Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
Good morning, I'm Elaine Comichon. Today marks the start of a new month of Sundays and a new theme for our broadcasts as we continue to seek to understand what it means to be a disciple. This month, our theme is Disciples as Servants, and appropriately we have as our guests today three ministry interns who have made the ultimate commitment to be full-time servants of Christ as ordained ministers. They are Pastor Ron Kong and Pastor Carlington Douglas. Gentlemen, welcome to United in Faith.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
We should also have had with us Pastor Donald Burke, but he's unavoidably absent for this interview. We hope and we feel that he is, however, listening in and sharing with us as we speak to the topic of our discussion this morning. Pastor Kong, I remember speaking to you when we had just graduated from UTC. A lot has happened since then. Could you bring us up to date?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember that interview. After that interview, I went into the internship phase of the formation program of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. And so I was placed at the Portmore United Church. There, I did the practical aspects of ministry, where you get first-hand experience in doing communions, infant blessings, just doing what a pastor should do. Mm-hmm. Visitations, prayer meetings, Bible studies. Get a fulsome first-hand look at those. So that's what I've been doing since I graduated from UTC.
Sharpening your skills.
Definitely. And also, I have been reassigned to the Mount Olivet Charge. So I'm actually in the Mount Olivet Charge doing all of that now.
That sounds good. What's your story like?
For me, I transitioned into the internship program, having been serving at Elsha United Church as a lay pastor.
Oh.
And so it was from here that I felt a deeper sense of calling to do full-time ministry. Mm-hmm. I was in the classroom, and so I applied to the synod to be a full-time minister, and I was accepted. And today I am serving my internship at Harborview United Church.
Different journey, same destination.
Can I tell you?
Yes. I like that. That's wonderful. What is the most outstanding thing that you have learned over this period, Pastor Kong?
Well, one of the lessons I've learned over this period is that people value their pastor. And so for me, the ministry of presence is very important. And so I treat very highly my visitations. And not just going to visit, but also to share the experience of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And in sharing the experience of the people, I believe also that there must be genuine love for the people. They must see it, they must feel it, and they must know it.
That sounds good. What about you?
Well, for me, the most important thing is to be the pastor first.
Mm-hmm.
And in spite of whatever is happening with the congregation in terms of its members, you have to come to this understanding that you are the pastor and you have to pastor the entire church. You cannot be selective. So during my time as an intern, this is what I've gotten to learn, that doesn't matter what happened, you still have to be the pastor for the entire congregation.
So you're properly named right
Can
now.
Can I tell you?
That's wonderful. A minister is often described as a servant leader, and I'm going to ask you, Pastor Douglas, to answer first. What do you understand by this term, and how, if any way, is your work as a full-time minister, do you think, will be properly described by this word?
I take my cue from Matthew's Gospel, 20 verse 28, in which Jesus says, I am here not to be served, but to serve. And so I take my cue from that. And it's funny you should ask that, because quite recently I was at home after 10 going to 11 in the night. One Sunday night, a member called me saying that her mother was not feeling well and she would need some assistance to go to the hospital. I believe it was also raining and I was getting ready to go out to the hospital. And my wife, who was up, and I said to her, this is what ministry is about. You also have time when you'll be called upon to do things and have to serve.
Yes.
So, definitely.
You're a leader of the church, but you're a servant as well. And Pastor Colin?
Yes. For me, a servant leader is someone who recognizes that people are at the center, at the heart of ministry. Someone who put the needs of others first and is open to the opinions and ideas of others, and who is creative and involved in the activities with the people. And so, like Carlington, his cue comes from Matthew.
20.
My own comes from Mark 10, verse 45, which says basically the same thing, that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And one of the things I try to do is that if we're having an event, I will make sure that everybody has a transportation to go home.
That's good.
And that everybody leaves the compound, that I am the last person who should leave the compound. So I'm making sure that everybody goes ahead. And if there, if needs be, if I need to drop home anybody, if them live over way,
that's where you're going.
I am going over there, because I'm making sure that they are safe. So that is how I describe that in this phase, I'm looking towards a full-time minister.
Very good. So that leads very neatly for me into, in fact, you have started to answer that, how you translate that meaning for you in terms of the plans that you have for your charge. First of all, what is your charge like, Pastor Kong?
Well, my new charge, which is the Mount Olivet Charge of United Churches, is one in a rural context. So the charge spans over Manchester and Clarendon.
Wow.
And basically it's the border. So that's the kind of geographical area. And, you know, it's a country area, so people would mostly walk to church. And so that kind of a feel. But in this charge, we have embarked on a strategic plan towards growing and having a healthy church, focusing on key areas of ministry such as evangelism and discipleship, worship and fellowship, outreach, among others. And so currently, one of the focus that we are geared towards is worship, to ensure that worship is life-giving. Ensure that worship is creative, so we take into consideration all the art forms, and that worship is intergenerational. Therefore, worship must be balanced.
And it's the core of what we do.
Definitely.
You know, that's where it all begins. Did you mention the congregations in your charge?
Oh, yes. The congregations in my charge is the Mount Olivet United Church.
Yes.
Spalding United Church and Baileyston United Church.
We say hi to them this morning.
Yes.
What about you, Pastor Douglas?
Well, Harborview is a four-point charge consisting of Harborview itself, Blacksburg United up in the hills of St. Andrew. We have Mount Zion United out there in 11 miles. And we have New Bethel United in the St. Andrew, Dallas community of St. Andrew. And one of the things that we are trying to do come next year is to put more energy in evangelism and also our outreach ministry. Harborview and Mount Zion on a first Wednesday and a first Thursday, an outreach type of service. But we need to concentrate some more energy in that so as to build it up. And we have at Harborview an early childhood development center that we're also trying to strengthen as well. So as time goes by, we're trying to move more and to get more community involved
so that
we can grow and to let these congregations be known again. We also want to be more active in this cluster.
Yes.
Youth fellowship, read the various activities within this cluster of our church.
So the cluster is other charges?
Yes, other charges.
Can you mention even one or two of those?
St. Paul's United, Lockett Avenue is one of them. Duke Street is also one that is in the cluster.
Right. It seems an awesome task that you have. So I think we can only say that there will be success, or approach this task with success with God's guidance. So
definitely,
I think it will be a good time for you to lead us in prayer. Pastor Ron.
Let us pray. Guiding God, we are awed at your power to transform people and your grace that sustains us. We thank you for calling men and women to be partners in your ministry and mission on earth. We recognize that it requires patience, humility, and integrity. Help us, O God, as your disciples, to be faithful in witness and bold in service. Guide all whom you have called to be leaders of your flock, and let your Holy Spirit renew us to serve you and your people. We ask that you will take us and use us as instruments of your service. This we pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's the worship song that says this: our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Come on, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
The ordination of pastors Ron Kong, Carlington Douglas, and Donald Burke will take place 2:30 p.m. Thursday, November 9 at Richmond United Church. Preacher will be the Reverend Dr. Yvette Noble Bloomfield.
He heals me when I'm broken.
The Girls Brigade in Jamaica invites everyone to the Silver Tree Rally of the Districts on Saturday, November 11, at the Richmond United Church at the Robert Longmore Hall, starting at 2 p.m. Proceeds in aid of acquiring headquarters for the organization. The Mount Olivet United Church invites all to their annual rally to be held Sunday, December 3, beginning at 4:30 p.m. All are invited. Announcing the 50th anniversary service of the Mount Olivet Boys Home, 9 a.m. Sunday, November 12, at the Mount Olivet United Church. Preacher will be the Right Reverend L. Christopher Mason, moderator. Lincoln Kirk United Church invites you to its 100th year anniversary, Evening of Excellence, 5:30 p.m., November 19th, at the Moody Hall of the Edna Manley College School of Music, Arthur Wint Drive, featuring the Lincoln Kirk United Church Performing Arts Ministry. Tickets, $1,500. Pastor Ron Kong and Pastor Carlington Douglas for being our guests today as disciples of Christ who have chosen to be ministers of the Word and Sacraments. We thank them for sharing with us, in particular, their early understanding of what it means to be servant leaders as ministers of the Word and Sacraments. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you all for listening, and we thank also our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I'm Elaine Commission. Please join us again next week.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10. Telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.